Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the weekend forecast from the National Weather Service. Today we should see clearing skies with a high near 23 degrees, wind chill values as low as 2 below, blustery, winds could gust as high as 34 miles per hour. Tonight a 20% chance of snow after 4 a.m., cloudy with a low around 9, wind chill values as low as 10 below, winds could gust as high as 32 miles per hour. Saturday, a chance of flurries between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 23, wind chill values as low as 7 below. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 12, wind chill values as low as 2 below, and on Sunday, sunny with a high near 38. And in the news, in a continuation of a story we reported on Thursday, Wisconsin Legislature Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu says a GOP bill to add exceptions to Wisconsin's 1849 abortion bill will not be considered on the Senate floor, adding, quote, discussion on this specific proposal is unnecessary, unquote. In a statement, the Utsburg Republican knocked Democratic Governor Tony Evers for making a snap decision to suggest he would veto the bill. He said, it is not a topic to use as a political football. The bill had hit other roadblocks as it was unveiled, with anti-abortion groups raising concerns and Republican co-authors acknowledging they lacked the needed GOP votes to pass it in both houses. Meanwhile, Democrats were quick to dismiss the bill as a political stunt after Republicans struggled with the issue in the November election. It is also poised to be a significant theme in the spring race for the state Supreme Court and a vacant suburban Milwaukee Senate seat once held by Republican Alberta Darling. Both elections are April 4th. That, according to a story issued this morning from WisPolitics Online. During a news conference Wednesday, Assembly Speaker Robin Vos, a Republican from Rochester, said it was unlikely the bill would make it to the floor in his house ahead of the April 4th election. Republicans released the bill alongside another that would allow pharmacists to dispense birth control pills and patches, saying it was part of an overall effort to make abortion rare. The abortion bill would add to the 1849 law. The abortion bill would add to the 1849 law new exceptions for rape or incest during the first trimester of a pregnancy. Victims wouldn't have to make a report to the authorities to qualify for the exception. The bill also would clarify the existing exception for the life of the mother. It proposes allowing abortions when there is a serious risk of death of the pregnant woman or of substantial and irreversible physical impairment of a major bodily function of the woman. The bill would also allow an abortion in which the fetus has no chance of survival outside the uterus and for an ectopic or a molar pregnancy. Again, that according to a report used with permission from WisPolitics. The Nearly Noon News will continue to follow this developing story and report back when more news comes into us. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.